All right, welcome to the Brain Injury Podcast. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to talk about kids, and in particular, being a dad, parenthood, that kind of shit. So I went to the dentist last week, and I was sitting there in the waiting room, and a young guy, he's probably, I don't know, 25, 30. That's what I call a young guy now. He had two kids. He had a boy, I'm guessing was, I don't know, three and a half, and he had a girl who was probably more like one and a half. She could walk, maybe two. She could walk around, but you could tell she was really, she was young. And I was just watching him. And all I could think of was this guy is the luckiest dude on earth. He's got the world by the balls. And he was reading a little book, you know, and he'd say, "What's that?" And then the boy would say, you know, "Twacta." And the girl would be like, "Whoa," you know, like she knew what she was saying, but her speech was kind of, you know, in progress. But I remember thinking like, whoa, this guy is lucky. He's lucky. And pause. Like crazy sound effects. Let's go back in time to 2012, I was a hard charging dude. I was doing my thing, my own business, and it was nothing but music recording, which was my favorite thing at the time. And I loved it. And I was doing that stuff. I was either recording music or running my web community about recording music, or I wrote books about it. I had products. I mean, things were going well. I was making good money. Around 2010, I made, for me, really good money. And then 2012, it kind of started dropping off, and I was like, oh shit, how do I make money doing this anymore? And then the kid came. My son, Max, was born in 2012. And, I mean, it was like getting, slamming into a brick wall at 90 miles an hour. I was like, what? I mean, I was used to, like I said, working like 90 hours a week, but it wasn't work. I was just playing with my shit I like doing, and there were individual tasks that sucked, but it's kind of like, I don't know, you're gonna have a barbecue with your buddies, well, you gotta pick up the trash the next morning. I mean, but no one bitches about that too much. It's just part of the gig. Well, that's kind of how my life was. My life was just a big barbecue with my buddies, and every once in a while I had to pick up some trash, and so I was completely free, but doing it all the time. And I put the time in, but it's easy to put the time in when it's easy for time to slip by when you're, you know, your chick's tongue in your balls. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what my life was. I didn't know it was that good, but it was. And then when Max came along, holy shit, for one, I had about half the work time, it felt like. So it used to be 90 hours. Now it's, we'll say 45, if I'm really pushing hard, like I used to back then. I mean, really hard. And, of course, Max was a very assertive child. He still is. He likes to argue. Well, he liked to argue when he was 0 months old. And the way you argue when you're a baby is you just scream. Max was a screamer. And then when he started going a couple months later, started going to baby daycare, he was a biter. He was an aggressive kid. Not, like, excessively, but just more, you know, they said normally if kids do a little bit too much of this, we'd kick them out. We got a few warnings, but never like the full-blown. He never got kicked out of a daycare. And so he was a challenge from day one. So, you know, he would scream through all the night, and, you know, he didn't sleep all the way through the night until, I think, fuck, I mean, year and a half, 2 years. I mean, it was a challenge. And I don't, you know, I know people have it way worse than me, way worse. So I'm not going to make too big of bones about that, but just my life was in a complete state of disarray. I did not have the horsepower I needed anymore to work myself out of my mess to make money again. So everything about it was fucked. And, you know, so I didn't really enjoy it. I don't know if it was enjoyable when for that first, I would say, 2 years or so. But once the kid starts talking, I noticed this with some of my buddies. They've had kids. And when, you know, it's just a little worthless baby, just a little packet of goo. Girls love that shit. Old ladies, like grandmas, eat that up, make all the little gaga goo goo sounds. I get nothing out of it. I'm just not a baby person. I mean, do it. Yeah. I mean, I see a baby. Do I smile? Yes. It's in my DNA. Yes, I smile at babies. But that's about it. I don't want to hold it. I don't really want to make noises at it. And I remember carrying my kid around when he was, you know, before one, and I was showing him colors like blue. You know, this is the number four. I was showing him that shit early, mostly because I was bored, but also because I wanted to, I think in my head I wanted to give him a head start. I'm not sure any of that matters at that age, but it was something to do. We walk around the house and just point out colors. And again, highly inefficient, not a big deal. If we could have found something more fun to do, it would have probably been a better move. Have fun while it's fun time and learn when it's learn time. And I'm still working that balance out. But anyway, so yeah, the first 2 years I didn't really get it. And then I did my job. I changed tons of diapers. It never felt quite right. It never felt like this was a job for me. And you got, everybody knows this. Sometimes you get assigned a task and you go, this task is not for me. Maybe it's too tedious or too heavy or too, I'm not a good mover, like a house mover, like moving furniture and heavy shit. That's not my thing either. And I could just tell diapers, I just wasn't designed for it. There are things, you know, arguing and being loud and figuring shit out. Those types of things I naturally gravitate to. So I'm not against, I thought a dad is supposed to pitch in. I have no problem. Like that, the dads that don't pitch in, I think are being pieces of shit. And if you don't pitch in enough, then that's on you. You got to figure that out. But so I definitely pitched in and I did my part and then some, and we made it work. But the first 2 years were rough. And then once Max started getting where he could talk, he could communicate, he could have an opinion and give it to me, things got way more interesting. And I've made it a point where if Max asked me to go do something, and you know, I was going through 4 years of engineering school. I went to engineering school when Max turned just before four. He was like 3.5 when I started. And so he was, you know, almost eight. I guess he's 4.5. Yeah. He was, hang on. Finished in 2020, so he would have been, yeah, almost eight. Yeah, 7.5 is what I meant to say. So anyway, that 4.5 to 7.5 range, I'm in engineering school, which, you know, that slaughters you. That's all out doom. There are not enough hours in a day. You cannot get it all done, period. And so I decided that anytime Max asked me to do anything with him, I would always do it. And it may have to be short. It may have to be only be 15 or 20 minutes because I'm going to be up till midnight doing my own bullshit and getting back up at 6 a.m. or whatever. But I decided I was going to do everything with him that he wanted. And sometimes I would drag his ass out. He's watching YouTube. And I'd get off your butt. We're going to go ride bikes for 15 minutes. All I have is 15 minutes, but we're going to make it work. I'm going to give it to you. Give that time to you. And then at bedtime, we did this thing called Monster, where, I'd act like basically a monster. It started out, I was just a monster, and he'd get in my back as like a piggyback ride. But over time, it kind of evolved into all these stuffed animals had personalities, and they were always fighting. And, you know, in the end, it basically came down to a story we kind of half-assed made up together, like a freaking, it's almost drama club. We come up with a little premise, you know, a little story. And then the stuffed animals all, you know, try to kill Max and all this stuff. And it was a lot of fun. And it's kind of thinned out now because he's pushing nine. He'll be nine here in about a month and a half. So it's just now thinned out. But for years, we did every night religiously. I mean, I'd have to be drunk. I'd be drunk and doing it. And like on Saturday nights and stuff, where, you know, I do drink beer on Saturdays only. And It got where with Max, and every night he got monster time, no matter what was going on with school and no matter what was going on with other shit. So whatever I needed to do did not matter. Who gives a shit? It was all about Max. And I went hard with Max. Like, I put the energy in. I don't feel too much regret about a level of effort I put in to being a dad with him. As far as, yeah, we read stories every single night. Now he's getting where he's sick of books. It's like, well, that kind of backfired. When he was nine, he was supposed to be into books and loved how cool a story could be and how a story can suck you in. He's been sucked in a few times, but mostly for him, you know, reading is just work. So anyway, it was an evolution, but I don't know how much of it is stability with me financially, because I made a lot of money about a decade ago, and then it started to go down. Then Max was born, and then the money went way down. And then I was kind of losing interest in what I used to do. And when I recorded bands, which I made some money doing that, like, it was okay. It didn't hurt. It was a real nice extra income in addition to, like, the website and stuff. And it all kind of came together as one big package in the end by recording bands. And then I'd talk about it in my blog. I always have new stuff to talk about. And it was a good thing. But When Max was born, you know, recording bands is nights and weekends only. Nobody records music at 8 a.m. on Tuesday. But the kid wakes up at 6 a.m. and there ain't jack shit you can do about it. I called Max the world's greatest alarm clock for the longest time. And because when he woke up, everybody woke up, the end, you had no say in it. And so I transformed from being a guy that went to bed at about 3 a.m. I'd stay up, you know, monster late, get up. I always try to get up at 10 a.m. That was my big cutoff. I didn't want to be, you're a piece of shit for some reason. I was a piece of shit if I woke up at 10:30. 10 is the cutoff. So get up at 10. Max fixed all of that. You know, I've been getting up around 6 or 7 ever since. You know, it's just 10 years in, basically. So that kind of is a good example. It's a good illustration of how my world changed. I went from going to bed at party time, and now I have banker hours or whatever. So back to the stability thing. So I never had financial stability, and all through school, we decided to go on one income. So basically all of Max's life, we have not been financially stable. And back in March, I got my real job. You know, I got my little engineering degree now, and I got kind of like an entry-level thing I'm doing. And not my dream gig by any stretch, but it's okay right now. We're making it work. And so now we have two incomes. We have the wife's a nurse, and I'm got the low-level engineering gig, and we got enough money to eat now. I mean, we never starved. Never came close to starving. That's something to think about, too. We never came close to starving on one income. I mean, we took vacation in 2019. We took one in 2018. 2020 was fucked. But so, like, we did fine on $50,000 a year. It can be done. You just got to cut out a whole lot of stuff you may, you know, need. So now we might go to Schnucks and buy some big bulk thing of Aldi soap, not Schnucks, Lowe's, somewhere, Sam's, and get some giant bulk thing that costs $80 or something. Back then, we'd scrounge on just using less of the $4 version. So there's lots of those types of things, but we always made it work. But now that we're more comfortable, I've just noticed, and I've kind of got this job that, you know, by quitting time, I'm pretty tired. But what I've really noticed is my job gives me tons of time to think. And I found, especially in the beginning, I got very, not nostalgic, what's sentimental. And my grandma died in there. And when grandma died, it kind of triggered all these old feelings and old memories. And I felt like I didn't visit her enough. And long story short, it rekindled this notion of family to me, which I always had on just for me, Max, and Amy, just my little nuclear family. But I kind of extended that more outward, where I just need to be more, I need to embrace the things that matter. And I have plenty of hobbies and projects and things I do that feel like they matter, but a year from now, I don't care about them at all. I just throw them in some trash can half the time or in some box. So with Max, and just in general, I've wondered, like, was doing the only child thing the right call? Because when Max was 2, you know, 2014-ish, and I was broke, didn't know what the hell to do with my life, and I was 34 and trying to figure it out before I decided to be an engineer. The idea of a second kid that was anything like Max would have completely broke us financially and otherwise. There would have been no way to complete it. You just couldn't do it. And I didn't know how to handle that. And so there was a big emphasis on, if you were a quote-unquote thinking person, you know, whatever the hell that means, in our time, that you had less kids. And I mentioned this in the America podcast, how if you were a quote-unquote thinking person or a quote-unquote, you know, college-bound or whatever bullshit, that you're supposed to be critical of America only and don't really think about their positive aspects. Well, you're also supposed to have as few as kids as possible because overpopulation was destroying the world. That's what they told us in the 90s and early 2000s. Of course, now, you know, Japan, the economy's fucked. Netherlands, they're having trouble. Anybody that isn't expanding in population is experiencing severe economic declines, and they just don't have enough people to do shit. And of course, that concept rings quite true with the COVID, all the cash they've thrown into unemployment to incentivize people to not go back to work. We have a whole shortage of labor. I think I saw 9 million jobs were in deficit right now in America. Like there are jobs with no takers, not the other way around. We have unemployment, and we have jobs that nobody wants. So, under that same umbrella, like, I really kind of in my head thought that a thinking person or a person paying attention or cares about the world is going to have as few kids as possible. I really embraced that. Now, I studied it a little bit, did some reading, and pretty much everybody said that being an only child can be fine. There's no studies that show only children, you know, kill themselves more or more depressed or any of that kind of shit. They're not even necessarily loners. It said that funerals are hard because they got nobody to be there for them during when the parents croak. And but so that was a bad one. But you know, in general, you know, now that we got a little bit of money in the bank, and not a lot, but like we're just like one of the things we skimped on was a roof. You know, we bought this shitty old house in 2016, needed a new roof then. Well, it's just now getting a new roof. Okay, so that's kind of where we're at. You know, now they're $7,000. We didn't have $7,000 any of those until now, basically. And so now we're doing it. But so financially, I don't know. I don't know what I should have been doing in life, but I do wonder if having two kids would have been better. And especially now that, you know, when Max is home, you know, he's at daycare now. He's got 13 kids his age at daycare. They go swimming twice a week. They have like water stuff and activities. They do have all kinds of shit. The daycare does a really good job of keeping them social and active. So if he was home like he was last summer, you know, because of COVID, oh man, I mean, he'd just be on YouTube all day and unless I'm with him. And that's kind of how it is on weekends too. He's home and he's just going to watch YouTube, and a little YouTube's fine. But when it gets to be excessive, he's basically got no one to play with, no one to fight with. And so I've decided that anytime I think he's exceeded his allotted YouTube time, well, I'm just going to be there. I'll just play with him. And a lot of times that means get off the couch. We're going to go ride bikes. We're going to throw a frisbee. Something. We'll come up with an activity. But, and that's, you know, at great cost to my own projects. You know, I work all week and isn't a lot of free time, you know, in the evenings sometimes, but not always. So Saturday morning's a nice time for me to get my projects done, all my little electronics gadgets I'm building. Well, if Max has been on the YouTube for 2 hours, it's like, well, guess what? It's 11 o'clock. Get up and do something cool. And so I think having a sibling would probably help relieve some of that. Now, with that said, he's just now turning 9, like I said. So 8 solid years. This is basically the first time I've really said, oh, shit, maybe a sibling would be nice. Now, am I saying a sibling would be nice because I want to do electronics projects or because it would just be inherently be better? Maybe a little bit of both. Maybe having two kids. I mean, I think a lot of us have instincts nowadays, like people my age, of having two kids. And there is some value to it. But I don't know. I have second thoughts. So I saw that guy at the dentist. He's wearing a Cardinal shirt, lugging two kids around, just smiling, having fun. And kids were being good. Everything about that was positive. And I really thought to myself, like, what a lucky guy. And I know full well how fucking miserable I was around that phase because I knew I wasn't making the money. And so I guess in a lot of ways that this, how, like I said, I think I've done okay as a dad because I've made so many sacrifices when Max comes in here and says, hey, Dad. And anything I'm doing, sometimes a little voice in me is like, no, fuck, no, because I'm doing something that excites me. I'm trying to figure out a puzzle or, you know, an electronics puzzle. I'm doing something in electronics. I'm thrilled. I'm in my flow state. And Max wants to show me a bug app, an app about a bug on his phone or something. And I do it every time. And so I've done that a million times, enough times where, okay, I say, okay, I've done my job. And I think I give myself a pretty good rating, but not perfect, but a pretty good rating. A for effort, at least. And I don't know, though, if I could go back and do it all over again. You know, I don't know what I think about. Like, I do wonder if having a real job's a sin. Like, sometimes I'm doing a lot of meaningless stuff that probably doesn't need to be done, or at least the universe wouldn't notice if it wasn't done, which I guess is kind of the definition of meaningless work. But if I'm doing meaningless work, I'm not fulfilling who I'm supposed to be. And I've been given this gift of 80 years and I'm squandering it just to get a paycheck. But then, so I feel that sometimes during the week, I've kind of gotten away from that thinking just to be more positive and maybe make the week go a little quicker by being happy, even if I have to fake it. That's kind of another podcast. We can talk about that. But yeah, I do have times where I wonder if it's a sin what I'm doing because I should have been pursuing something that uses my gifts better. But on the other hand, the stability of a paycheck has an enormous impact on the family life. And the family life, you could debate is whether that's the most important thing or not. I think it might be. I think that 18-year shift you have to work where until they're at least legally an adult. And of course, they're still around and they're still whatever. But there's this 18-year magic number we made up, or I think just busting your ass matters. And so I can definitely see that there is tons of meaning in family shit. And so I do wonder if I would have figured out my way in life earlier, or just been stable, or, well, you know, what if my business just hadn't went to shit? Because I was doing well, you know, 2009, 2010, things were great. And they just didn't keep going that way for a billion reasons. And some are my fault, some are external. It's complicated. That's another discussion if you guys want to have it. But in the end, there is a part of me that wonders, well, what if we would have just had money in the bank? And like, not money to like be extravagant, just regular old middle class shitty house. But we can take a vacation. Well, what if we would have had two kids? You know, I don't know. Of course, I got a buddy who planned this two kid shit. Turns up, you know, he's having twins here soon. And so he's going to go from one to three overnight. And at first, of course, that was quite a shock. And everybody went, holy fuck. And the kind of people that go, holy fuck, are the kind of people that should be raising kids, because that means they're being careful. They're being thoughtful. And this, they know this is going to be a challenge. Not everybody seems to look at childhood as a challenge. It's a paycheck for them to get free money or whatnot. But I guess, though, there is definitely a voice in me right now that says, you know what? What if you would have been making okay money and had two kids? Like, would life be better than it is for me now? And it's like, you know what? It might. I don't know. I mean, life's good. Life's real good. So I can't complain too much. But, you know, I don't love what I do from 9 to 5, but who does? That seems to be the overwhelming theme, although I don't know if that's a total excuse. I think I should be still pursuing my fun shit when I can. So, long story short, I don't know. There's a part of me that does wonder if two kids would have been better had I somehow got my shit together. Now, I can't go back and get my shit together. And to be honest, my shit was together in 2010. So it's very complicated and very messy, but what if you're just playing what if games, which are these even healthy? Who the fuck knows? But if you're playing what if games, there is definitely merit to making a living, like get out of college or whatever and start making a living. Now, starting a business is tricky because you can start one business and it fail and then start four more, and then the fifth one will be Amazon. That can happen too. So I don't know. We're kind of getting off the kids part and into the meaning of life, but I think it's all connected. But I will say there is enormous value in kids. Like, I mean, and it, like, again, brick fucking wall. If your life is going Mach 2, it's getting up at noon every day, not anymore. At least as far as my experience goes. Again, and that's the other problem with kids is so many kids are different. Like, every kid is fucking different. Every kid. And you see it with siblings. They're just radically different people a lot of the time. And so any advice you give is wrong, because it's all dependent on the kid. If the kid's hyper chill, well, fuck, your life's, you know, it's cake, as they say. It's easy, or at least easier. If your life's hard, or if your kid is hardcore, well, guess what? They're going to be hardcore on you. So I don't know. But I will say that in times when you're stressed out or when you're miserable, at least for me, like, I had a lawsuit in 2005 against me for some of my internet peer-to-peer ventures. And I was stressed like the whole year. And so 2004, I was probably cocky. I don't need my family. They don't think like I do. I'm different. I'm going to run off and do my own thing. That's wonderful. That's great. But when the shit hit the fan and I was miserable, I ran back to my family. And I remembered that. And I still remember that. And I think there's something to that in life as well, where life gets really hard. You know, right now it's nice to have my wife and my son, and we'll just go eat ice cream on a Sunday, or, you know, we'll do something nice. And, you know, is that as fun as the adventure of a business, you know, startup type thing? I don't know. But there's something to the family thing. And there's something to having a couple kids, if you can swing it. Again, I didn't. I've taken another path, and I guess we'll just see what happens. Out.